So, Richard, we're here in Bardwell, where I was expecting perhaps to be looking at Bardwell Church, but we're not. We're looking at a windmill. And am I right in saying there's a connection between where we are and comics you used to read in your childhood, which, if I remember, is what, 1892 or something like that?
Yes, round about that, Geoffrey, thank you. Yes, it was the Eagle comic, which dropped through the letterbox every week, and it was weighted with anticipation, not just for stories of Dan Dare, but of the beautiful cutaway drawings, the engineering drawings of locomotives and all sorts of steam creations, which the person who owned Bardwell Windmill had actually drawn in an earlier career.
And his first one he took up there was turned down.
Yeah.
But they invited him to present it in a more technical way. So it was.
This is David Wheeler talking about his father, sort of the illustrator, Geoffrey Wheeler.
But this sort of thing, where you look at the motorcycle here, where it was, I think, this was a Saturday morning motorbike, which is, you could build it from kit form in your garage, allegedly, on a Saturday morning. But in its day, in the 60s, that was quite advanced stuff. You know, we were competing with the Japanese markets, and you know, obviously the information on Excelsior motorbikes was available.
Yeah.
And they were probably said, "Yeah, come in. You know, you give us a bit of extra. It's free publicity."
Yeah. But he had to think of all the subjects, didn't he?
He thought of the subjects.
Oh, did he?
And this one, I remember going with him to the Buckler factory.
Yeah.
Hampshire rings a bell. I don't know if that's right. And actually going down there with him on probably in a school holiday. I think he didn't really take us out of school unless it was really the John Glenn capsule was. It was take out. We had a day off school for that. Yeah. Well, that was important. Wasn't it? That was history in the making.
Yeah. And as well as remembering the amazing technical drawings of his father, David Wheeler and his mother Enid remember the terrible night in 1987 when the windmill in Bardwell blew down.
We could hear things banging on the back door. Geoff wanted to come out, but he knew that he would have just been probably, you know, with the...
Would have been hit,
So,
And so you heard it crashing down, did you?
Yeah. I dialed 999 on our old telephone because the electric was off with the other phone. And I'd actually got through on this... our old phone, and they came out, but as soon as they got to the gate, it was before it all came down, we knew what was going to happen, and the police arrived, but they had to go quickly in reverse because it was all going to come down, and it did. Yeah. So
as you say, it must have been heartbreaking.
Oh, I think that was the beginning of the end of Geoff, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big shock. Because it was supposed to have been the beginning of a new sort of semi-retirement.
And it was within, from June to October.
Yeah, it was a short spell, wasn't it?
Yeah. All of these villages of Suffolk are so full of these stories, full of comedy and tragedy and history and people wanting to tell their story, just like we heard in Bardwell there. So what we'll do tomorrow is we'll reflect on our journey through churches last Saturday and what they teach us about modern life in Suffolk today.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, so proud.
Yeah, it's a fantastic...